Hello and welcome to Face to Face. I'm Kavit Afai. In this program, we are privileged to have Iran's oil minister, Rostam Qasemi, with us, who has come out fresh from the 18th International Oil, Gas, Refining and Petrochemical Exhibition, which is kicked off in the Iranian capital, Tehran, with some 1,000 Iranian and foreign companies in attendance for this four-day event. Mr. Qasemi, welcome. Thanks for taking the time out to join us here in the studios. The 18th International Exhibition of Oil, Gas, Refining and Petrochemicals, obviously a big event. Tell us about that and how that is going.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, I would like to express my greetings to you and all the dear viewers of the program. I wish to appreciate your colleagues for organizing this program. As you mentioned, the 18th International Exhibition of Oil, Gas, Refining and Petrochemicals was inaugurated yesterday, and with respect to the condition of the country, and bearing in mind that our country is an important country as far as its hydrocarbon reserves is concerned, this exhibition is a major one that is usually held every year, and we had so many participants this year, more than 100 domestic and foreign manufacturing companies participated in the exhibition, in this year's exhibition, and also this year's exhibition was somehow different because domestic companies, since they are playing a more active role in the country's industry, so it's a little bit different this year.
Well, it's impressive to have, as you mentioned, over 100 companies, both domestic and international, in attendance. What comes to mind here is, given the scope of this international attendance, I have to talk about the sanctions. Give us, before we even get into it, overall, the sanctions that were U.S.-led along with the European Union, they obviously were meant to have a three-tier effect. Globally, domestically, and otherwise. Tell us how it has had an effect and how we stand regarding the whole situation.
Well, the sanctions have started since several years ago on the pretext of Iran's nuclear program. And as they claimed, they started with warning sanctions, then they announced and declared deterrent sanctions, and in fact, what they announced last year was the so-called paralyzing sanctions. The aim behind these sanctions in the country's oil industry was that they pursue three major issues as the goals pursued by the sanctions. Firstly, as far as the global market is concerned, they want to deprive us of the global market. This is a point that is considered as the aim behind the sanctions, and also they want to create problems as far as the production capacity is concerned in order to cause difficulties for the people and also prevent the development of the country's oil industry. They want to prevent the expansion of the oil industry. Now, as far as the market is concerned, when last year the sanctions started, we faced certain problems. After 100 years, probably it was even the first time that such a sanction was imposed against a country in the transportation field. Now, when the sanctions started, we created a plan that is a plan for the development of the country's oil industry. We had, made the planning for within 1 or 2 months, and the problems related to the shipment of oil and insurance and so on, some difficulties were created. We, in fact, had the planning, and we managed to overcome the problem, and also we managed to dominate the transport of oil. And I can tell you today that we have the capability to transport the oil shipments more than the capacity we had even prior to the sanctions. We have no problem in this regard. And we have our customers, and in fact, it's not possible to ignore us in the global market. The Europeans do not purchase our oil. We have also imposed sanctions on them. We have our customers today, and more than 60 countries today, in fact, are purchasing our petrochemical and oil products and derivatives. So we have our presence, we have maintained our presence in the market. The more important issue is in fact, the government is making the planning so that we'll be able to. Several years ago, the leader of the Islamic Revolution had emphasized this point, and in fact, the government had started taking actions by creating the National Development Fund. We, in fact, seek to, in fact, separate the national budget from our oil revenue. And we see there are countries that have no oil exports, but they have the positive trade balance. We did the planning in order to separate the country's budget from the oil export revenues. I can refer to this year's budget, that this has been implemented. Now, in fact, the oil revenue will be used for infrastructural projects. In 1392 Iranian calendar, that we witnessed the climax of sanctions, great deal of efforts were made by the government and was made by the government, and in fact, we had $12 billion last year. In fact, the exports were less than our imports. So if we, without relying on the oil revenue, if we have that balance becoming positive, as far as the country's administration is concerned, we will not be in need of oil revenue. This will happen. That may cause certain difficulties for the country, but it's, in fact, a bright prospect ahead. And this had to happen. This had to happen several years ago, and this will happen due to the sanctions. In fact, those who are imposing sanctions upon us today, they should know that even if we have no oil export, we'll be able to run the affairs of the country. Iran is a vast country, and there are so many capacities, except our oil capacities in the oil sector. We can boost our exports, and in fact, these exports are quite advantageous for us today. Through non-oil exports, we'll be able to run this country, and this is a major step forward. The second point is that regarding the global market, we are exporting our oil, and in fact, there's another major event unfolding, and that is, in fact, separating the national budget from the oil revenue. Regarding the domestic production, in the earliest stages, we ran into certain difficulties, and prior to the sanctions, we were a major importer of oil products. We imported more than $10 billion of petrol every year, and also the jet fuel and so on. But after the sanctions, I can tell you, based on precise data and figures, that today we have turned into a major exporter. We export jet fuel, and also we produce petrol in accordance with our national requirements. They said that they're going to impose sanctions and deprive us of petrol, but you see, we managed to develop our refineries, and we have no need to import such a product, and we even export it. I told the OPEC members in a trip that, and said that sanctions were good because we have turned into an exporter. If You see, there are so many customers for crude oil, and there are our neighboring states, there's a major market in the region, and we have no problem for exporting the products. We managed to expand our refineries and in fact, the production volume of the refineries have been expanded, and in fact, also we managed to boost the quality of the products produced by refineries, and they have in fact attained Euro 4 and Euro 5 standards, and very soon we will become an exporter of petrol, and we have the refinery in Bandar Abbas, and in fact we have gas condensates there, and 35 million liters of the country's petrol will be produced, and in fact we can also have considerable export of petrol. We have made the necessary planning, and in fact we can turn just selling crude into value added. So this process has been accelerated due to the sanctions. Regarding development in the oil industry, I can tell you that we had certain dependencies for importing certain products for 100 years, and it was difficult to have access to these products, and in fact, if foreign countries were present, they brought the commodities themselves. After the sanctions, what did we have to do? In fact, we had to take up certain actions, and we had to actually do the manufacturing process, accomplish the manufacturing process. We have great deal of capabilities, and also the Iranians are intelligent and smart people. We have very good academic and research centers, and also very capable manufacturing companies and contractors are present in this country, and therefore we in fact supported domestic production, and today we have no foreign contractor in this country. And since 2 years ago, we have signed new contracts for over 20 new 20 oil and gas fields, and it was a difficult task. We had to prepare the organizations for the contractors for major projects, and we had to develop them. This, in fact, we had to support two fronts. We had to create the capacities for construction work, and this is an international capacity. Every one of these oil projects is considered as a mega project, and similar to major projects, giant projects such as Total and Shell and so on. Today I can tell you with certainty that many of these contractors have totally replaced Total and Shell. And I wish we had the time to put on display their performance in South Pars gas field to see what we have done there. So as far as development is concerned, we are moving in the direction so that even we have made the planning even for the commodities that we import. We have made the planning. For example, one of the complicated machines that are using the oil sector, we know when these machines will be locally produced, and in fact we have made preparations for the research centers, and we have set the date when that particular machine will be produced, manufactured domestically. So there's precise planning in order to just become totally independent, and at that time the oil industry will be fully nationalized, and that it will be in the very near future. And
well, that's very good news. And just quickly, so I can make sure that we're understanding this in layman terms, this sanction, which was led by the U.S., helped the domestic the domestically for the, for example, technically Iran to be able to expand their indigenous capabilities, whether it's through equipment or what have you, in order for them, as you said, to use Iranian contractors as opposed to having foreign contractors come and extract oil, etc. Now, what's interesting is that this is not what obviously the West wants to hear. And you talked about in the region, there's a country like Saudi Arabia who has said that they're ready to make up for any shortfall in world oil supply, for example. What do you have as a reaction to that? I mean, do they really have the capacity to actually compensate for any shortcomings that perhaps Iran oil might have on the world market at this point?
Speaking of oil consumption capacity in the world, despite the fact that in certain countries there has not been sufficient economic growth, the predictable economic growth, we have the rising trend of energy consumption. We have newly emerging economies such as countries membering BRICS, and in fact they have a great, a huge population of the world, and they are in need of development. In order to make progress for the development, they are in need of secure and safe energy flow. We have energy security in this country. We have no dependency on any other country. In fact, we make the decision ourselves, so the issue of energy security is of great significance, and this is a point that is part of the component in the energy development equations today. Some of the countries, in order to compensate for the exports by certain countries that are facing problems such as Libya, you see Saudi Arabia, for example, is having the maximum production capacity. If they want to increase that, there is need for more investment and more time is needed. It seems that it is not possible to have it today.
And of course, Iran's oil, from what I understand, is better, it's said to be sweeter, and therefore I assume that that also puts Iran's oil a step above in terms of the quality. Is that correct?
The Iranian oil is one of the best types of oil in the world. We have the heavy oil, the light oil, and also there are many refineries in the world that have been manufactured in compatibility with the Iranian oil. I'm trying to say that the losses inflicted on Europeans for not importing Iranian oil, since their refineries are not using Iranian oil, and in fact, you see, they have a very low efficiency. Many of the contractors that worked in Iran, 100 European contractors, they have referred to the EU and said that we were selling commodities to Iran and we are facing difficulties. This is very important, and in fact, they have sustained a great deal of losses, even though they have caused certain difficulties and have increased our costs, but they have also sustained great losses.
You talked about the achievements here, and I'm looking at other areas such as gas, such as Iran, an announcement that was made to export LNG in the near future. Tell us about the role of gas in revenues and how that is going to be expanded.
Fortunately, we are a major country in possession of gas reserves, and we have new explorations, conducting new explorations, and after completion of these projects, we will inform the people. We have vast gas reserves. We have 630 million cubic meters of gas produced, and in fact, the people are making use of the gas, and it's unique in the world. 96% of cities and 14,000 villages are using gas, and this process is continuing, and hopefully in the future we can announce the whole country as a green country. This is very important. You see that the people can make use of gas. Now, speaking of our neighboring states, and we have a very good advantage from the geopolitical point of view. We have 15 neighbors, and many of these neighbors are in need of gas. And last year we signed good contracts, and also we had a contract with Turkey, with Pakistan. We have started the executive phases, and we have also signed a contract with Iraq, and we are also negotiating with other countries. So you see, the volume of export till the end of 1394 Iranian calendar. It's in the form of the LNG transfer pipeline. When we have constructed the factory, the plant in Asaluye, and this will change our energy basket, the revenue, energy basket revenue. These are the developments that are taking shape and happening in our in the oil and gas industry.
Quickly, if you can, you touched about neighbors, and of course you touched about some of the projects involved. You mentioned Iraq. I'm looking at the Iran-Pakistan peace pipeline project, the friendship pipeline project, also the different, perhaps other gas projects that are in the works or have been executed. Can you tell us more about how these different projects contribute to the overall production of Iran?
By exporting gas to neighboring countries, we have good revenue. If we are able to export 200 million cubic meters to neighboring states, we will have an additional $20 billion revenue. And such a revenue will be a permanent one. Now, we have established contacts with neighboring states. We have helped them, the people, in order to have the people of the region enjoy the gas and make use of gas. And from the political and economic point of view, this is a new development happening. And in fact, its value is not less than the economic value. So this is... We have the Asaluye pipeline that has been extended towards Baghdad, and in the next 2 or 3 months, we will have the gas transfer to Baghdad. It will continue towards Lebanon and Syria, and also will be later extended to Europe. We are just executing the construction phases for the pipeline inside Pakistan, and we are also negotiating with the Indian side and other countries, and as soon as the contract is finalized, we will declare them. The gas revenue on the one hand will also bring about other advantages for us. So from the political and social point of view, it's an advantage for our country as far as our contacts.
Obviously, I have lots more to cover with you. Unfortunately, time will not allow that. The success of this 18th International Exhibition of Oil, Gas, Refining, Petrochemicals is obvious with the number of countries involved. But I want to thank you very much, Mr. Qasemi, for attending this interview on our face-to-face program. That's Rostam Qasemi, Iran's oil minister, talking to us here in the studios in face-to-face. Thanks so much for watching this face-to-face program. You can log on to our website to get more on this on a repeat broadcast. From Kavith Halfway and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.